3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts Nathan Grace 989 and Nightshade 04
and Lighter 9.
Now grab your Ranger keys and your Astro Switches, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Greetings, my name's Nightshade, and with me here as always is...
Lighter 9. And unfortunately, Nathan couldn't join us for this episode of the Tokusatsu Corner. He recently went through surgery and just overall not feeling well, so we had to do this episode without him, unfortunately.
Hopefully by next week he'll be able to come back on. It's a shame because he just got back too.
I know.
He was all hyped and everything. Unfortunately, since he is not here, we cannot say the winners of last week's Tokusatsu question. But, Light, will you please tell us the question anyway and what will happen?
Yes, the question from last week was, what other Kamen Rider series has Ryosuke Miura been in? Besides Kamen Rider O's, he has been in one other Kamen Rider season. And the answer is Kamen Rider Decade, which I just finished watching.
I want those hours of my life back.
I want all of them back. Ryosuke Miura, who played Ankh in Kamen Rider O, shows up in the Fies episode as one of the...
Orphanics.
What were they called?
Orphanics.
Orphanix, yes, they were. He was one of the Orphanix that was terrorizing Faiz's world.
So he plays a douchebag in that world, and he plays a douchebag in Kamen Rider O's.
Pretty much,
but a lovable douchebag, I guess.
Yeah.
The end.
I admit, though, I had a panic attack the first time I watched that episode of Decade. And I messaged Nathan, and I said, you know, oh my god, was Ryosuke Miura in Fies? He's like, no, just in Decade. I'm like, oh man, I could have an entire other season of Ankh. But I was denied.
Yeah, anyway, want to explain how this is going to work this week, since we can't announce the actual winners?
Yes, since we don't have the password to the Gmail account, all the winners will be presented... Yeah. The ones in the different color are the ones who got the question right this week. So congratulations to those who got it right. We wish we could name them off, but again, no password. We can't name them off.
Like always, this hasn't changed. It's time for the Toku News Corner.
From YouTube's World Tokusatsu News Headquarters, this is the Tokusatsu News Corner with Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04 and Lighter 9.
Okay, Nightshade, now that we have the Toku News Corner segment started, why don't you go ahead and give us the news?
Alright, this is going to be 2 weeks worth of news, everyone, so this may be a little bit long. After the update we had in Kamen Rider Foes for its elect state, it seems that in November we'll be having our next form, Kamen Rider Foes Fire State, as seen in the latest Shadow Scan. Using an unknown red Astro Switch, Foes will gain the weapon called the Hi-Hack Gun, which shoots a water-like substance similar to that of a fire extinguisher when separated and connected by a tube. It can also shoot fireballs once both parts have been united.
I love the idea of a fire form.
Yeah, I mean, Elect State didn't disappoint, and hopefully won't disappoint either. Siphonus Media has revealed 3 upcoming Power Rangers Samurai TV specials, which will include a crossover with Power Rangers RPM. Nick has confirmed it on its Twitter account. Unfortunately, no more information can be divulged at this time. Kind of a letdown for the second part. Anyway, on to other news. After lots of rumors circulating the internet, we finally got a confirmed title for 2012 and the 36th Super Sentai series. It will be entitled Takume Sentai Go Buster, aka Special Mission Task Force Go Buster. There's about 20 copyrights posted. The latest copyrights indicate we may have a couple more episodes to Go Kaiser than the usual 50, or like 54 or 55. And the big rumors this year related around ghosts, Yokai, and Gigigi no Kitoro. So this isn't a surprise.
They are one sound away from getting sued. Go Buster, really? Really? You were a st away from getting sued, Super Sentai.
Oh. Whatever. They're good. They're good for it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's something really different. It might actually be the Kiva of Super Sentai.
Minus the shitty ending.
Yeah, hopefully minus the shitty ending.
Anyway.
Dragon Catapult Chainsaw Leg.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Super on the Chainsaw! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Anyway! We're still screaming! Anyway. Tsuburaya Productions, I'm saying that right, announced that Ultraman Saga, the film commemorating the 45th anniversary of the live-action Ultraman franchise, will open March 24th, 2012. The film will play in both 2D and stereoscopic 3D in theaters throughout Japan. Ultraman Saga features Ultraman Zero, Dyna, and Cosmos, and they prevent Alien Bat from making the Earth as its laboratory with the help of Hyper Zeton and other alien monsters. Wow, now I really want to see Ultraman.
Yeah, now it seems really interesting.
Yeah, and they're putting this thing in 3D!
3D!
Hopefully it won't suck like other 3D movies, Piranha.
Yeah.
Moving on. Most of us really are anticipating the upcoming release of Kamen Rider Foe's theme song, Switch On, by Anna Tsuchiya this month. But AVEX Soundweb has recently announced that it will be delayed to November 23rd.
You bastards!
Yeah. Anna Tsuchiya's Switch On will be available on both CD, DVD, and CD-only regular edition for 1,800 yen and 1,200 yen, respectively. Pre-order for the single is now open at CD Japan, and get exciting bonuses. Gee, half the time you think we're, like, promoting CD Japan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright, moving on. The 13th Hisei Kamen Rider series has only just started, and Bandai already announced the upcoming release of the SH Vagyard's Kamen Rider Foes. It represents Gentaro Kisaragi's transformation. No doubt. SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Foes is supposed to stand 14 centimeters tall, like always, and come with the rocket and drill modules to reinvent his limit break. The Rider Rocket Drill Kick. That's pretty cool, actually, now that I say it. As reported a few days ago, here are official images of the upcoming release of SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Foes. This includes a couple of add-on sets, the SH Figure Arts Module Set 001, and the Stand Effect Set. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Foes costs 2,800 yen and is slated for a January 27th, 2012 release. SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Foes Module Set 1 will come with the Magic Hand, Camera, Launcher, and Radar Modules. All can be attached to their designated foe's limbs. SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Foes Module Set 1 will be available for 2,000 yen, also for January 27th. And finally, SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Foes Stand and Effect Set is coming up. It comes with the Rocket Module and Drill Module Effect Parts, and different pieces of Tamashii Stage Act Stands. SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Foes Stand and Effects Set will cost 1,500 yen and is also for January 27th. A lot of Foes SH Figuarts news.
Yeah, but actually, I don't think they've revealed the camera Astro Switch yet in the show.
No. It's only
That's really odd that they're releasing a Switch without actually showing it first.
Yeah. Well, I guess by then they'll probably have shown it.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah, January 27th is a bit of a while away from now.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they're going to reveal it by then. But so far, just the burger meal has...
Oh, and the fries. The fries.
Yes, fries has the scissors.
Yep.
The Feline Greed, known as Cosity, will finally be released in the SH Figure Arts toy line. SH Figure Arts Cosity represents the cunning greed from the recently concluded Kamen Rider series, Kamen Rider O's. SH Figure Arts Cosity stands 14 centimeters tall and comes with a custom Tamashi Stage axe stand design with removable miniature cell metals. Interchangeable hands are also included. It was released as a Tamashi Web exclusive figure. Upon pre-order, SH Figure Arts Cosity will cost 3,465 yen, or about 43 US dollars.
I am definitely not buying that. I did not like Cosily as a character, and I will not like him as a doll. Sorry, not a doll, a figure art.
Don't piss off the figure.
I know I would piss some people off by calling them dolls. So I reworded it, and my apologies to those who I have offended.
Kind of scary if we offend people on that, but whatever, whatever. If they like it, then that's good. No,
I just
never.
Like to please people, so I'm trying not to offend anybody.
Alright. Anyway, moving on. The release dates of Kamen Rider O's and Kaisuke Sentai Gokaiger Summer movies entitled Kamen Rider O's The Movie, Wonderful Shogun and 21 Core Medals, and Kaisuke Sentai Gokaiger The Movie, Flying Ghost Ship, has finally been revealed. Both movies were released in Japan last August 6th. God, and we're still talking about it. Both movies will be released in regular and collector's packs, Blu-ray and DVD editions. Kamen Rider O's Wonderful will be released first in January 21, while Gokaiger Flying Ghost Ship will be for February 21.
I can't wait to see those movies.
Neither can I.
Particularly the Kamen Rider O's Wonderful movie.
Yeah, I really want to... I'm really psyched for that.
To see the origin of the core metals, they never discussed it in the show.
Yeah. And the Borokawani.
Yeah, Borokawani. I need the sound effect for my driver app.
Alright. Moving on. Anime singer Mian and former Surface vocalist Yoshiharu Shina, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, makes up the new singing unit, the Astronauts, to sing the theme for Kamen Rider Foe's Elect State, entitled Giant Step. Giant Step was first heard today during Kamen Rider Foe's Episode 6. The wholehearted electric shock, Mian already sang songs for Aria, the Scarlet Ammo, Across Frontier, and Vibrain. Kamino Puzzle, while part of Surface, Shina performed the theme song for D. Greyman, Sengoku Pasaro 2, and Naruto Shippuden. And finally, here is the second teaser trailer for the upcoming Kamen Rider X Kamen Rider Foes O's Movie of War, Mega Max, which features the return of Ren Kiriyama and Masaki Suda, Shotaro Hidari and Philip, aka Kamen Rider Double.
する新たなる敵
こんなの許せねえ
迎え撃つ王者と王子そして地球を襲う未知の生命体との戦いはライダー史上最大のバトルになる
止められるのは俺たち仮面ライダーだけってわけですね変身変身
仮面ライダー仮面ライダー王者&王子ムービー対戦メガマックス12月10日光るスタンプストラップ付き前売り券きたー11月12日プレミア前売り券発売
The movie also features the return of the first seven riders billed as the Legend 7 and two movie-exclusive writers named Nadeshiko Masaki, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Nadeshiko, played by Hello Project's Irina Mano, and Miharu Minato, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Poseidon, played by D2's Atsushi Ahari. Whew, that was a lot.
A lot of news for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And that's all for the news this week. These stories and more were brought to you by JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JE Fusion for tokusatsu, anime, music, movie, and entertainment news.
And now we're on to my favorite segment, the Toku Music Corner.
All right.
And guess what, Nathan? It's time for revenge. So, this week, for my revenge against Nathan for forcing me to put Climax Jump into the Toku Music Corner, this week we'll be playing Time Judged All, my favorite Kamen Rider O song. It is sung by Ryosuke Miura and Shu Watanabe. Ironically, the actors that played Ankh and Eiji in Kamen Rider O's. And it is the theme song for the Tajidol Kamen Rider O's combo, which is my favorite combo, so double whammy, Nathan! It's my favorite song and my favorite combo.
Yeah! Alright. We'll be back with the Toku questions for this week. Enjoy the music! Welcome back. That was Taja Doll. That was a pretty good song. That's one of my favorites.
I love Time Judge Doll.
Yeah.
Time Judge Doll. I'm not going to sing it for you because you just heard it. But anyway, it is time for the Toku Question Corner. I guess. We don't really have a name for this segment.
Yeah. Time for the Toku Questions.
Toku.
Unfortunately, since we don't have the password to the Tokusatsu account, we couldn't get all of the questions, but those of you who brought the questions to me on YouTube will be able to read yours out this week, and those of you who emailed them to the Google account will be read out next week. I'm sorry, but it's just how it goes right now.
We don't have the password.
Force it out of Nathan next time. Anyway.
Okay, so I will start off the Toku Question Corner. Okay with you?
Yeah, no, that's right. I forgot. that's your thing. I forgot.
Yeah, it's my segment. Okay, our first question is from the Full Metal Dragon 12, who contributes a lot to the corner. Should Megazords look humanoid, or should they look straight up robotic? I like the more robotic side to Megazords. I mean, in Super Sentai, they're considered to be gods, because you got Shinken O, the word O in Japanese means king or god. Right. So you got Shinken O, Gokai O, all that stuff. So I prefer them to look more mecha, because that's what they are. You know, a whole bunch of things combining. Something like humans aren't, you know, combined. You know, we're just, you know, born as is. We, you know, it's not supposed to be humanoid. Which there's one thing that pisses me off about Gokaiger. The freaking smirk on the Megazord.
God.
That is my food droids to your fours, okay?
Fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
That's my one little quirk with Gokaiger. The goddamn smirk on the Megazord. Anyway, so yeah, I prefer them to look more mecha. What about you, Nightshade?
Same up. Straight up robotic. They really shouldn't look human at all. They really shouldn't have, like, a humanoid face or, like, human characteristics. I like my mechs just as mechs. I mean, Goju Jujin is a perfect example of what a badass robot should look like.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Zyu Ranger Megazord.
Definitely. Like Satan at a costume party. That's what I thought he was as a kid.
Okay, so our answer is robotic appearance for Megazords. Our next question, also from the Full Metal Dragon 12. What Power Rangers series hyped you up but disappointed you? And I already know my perfect answer. Operation Overdrive. I was so pumped up for that series, and it turned to crap so quickly. By episode 5, I was just not interested and kind of forcing myself to watch it. So I would say Operation Overdrive was the biggest hype up for me, because they put so much into, you know, creating the I'm pretty sure the ice monster, the ice bad guy, was original to Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the Super Sentai.
Thank God.
Yeah. But, you know, they showed it off like it was a movie. They had, like, you know, oh, but behind the scenes of, you know, all this stuff. And it just turned out to be such a big flop and just crap. And, you know, that was my biggest disappointment in Power Rangers.
As much as I would like to say Operation Overdrive, my biggest disappointment would have to be Mystic Force.
I thought you were going to say that.
Mystic Force, they brought it up as like this, you know, mystic Power Rangers. Like, you know, they got their powers from a completely different power source. I'm like, oh, it's not on the Morphin Grid. So it's like coming from, like, you know, a witch or something. That actually sounds pretty cool. The suits looked pretty badass. They had capes, which was kind of new. Was pretty new to me from Power Rangers. I'm like, oh,
but you can't capes? Give that to Power Rangers though. That was Sentai.
That was Sentai. yeah, I know. But I never saw the Sentai back then. I was pretty hyped for it. I mean, the suits looked cool. The bad guys looked pretty awesome, especially since the evil Power Ranger. That was pretty cool. And it just turned so bad so fast with the terrible dialogue, the friggin' I believe in magic! You can only transform if you believe
so
in magic!
Cheesy. I had undo pouring out of my nose. I was just like...
Oh, God. The only thing I could root for was the evil Power Ranger. He was, like, kicking their ass every time.
And how dare they tie that shit back to Mighty Morphin? They said that Magi Mother was Rita when she turned good. You do not attach that shit series to Mighty Morphin.
Exactly. Oh, God. But, yeah, Mystic Force was my friggin' flop.
Okay, so our next and final question from the Full Metal Dragon 12. Between the Q-Rex and the T-Rex Megazord, which would win? And
I'm Q-Rex.
I'm assuming by T-Rex he means the Thundersaurus Megazord?
I thought he meant the one from Mighty Morphin.
Oh, I thought that was the Dragon Zord in Battle Mode.
No. The Q-Rex is... The Q-Rex is from...
Oh, Jason's individuals.
Yeah.
Okay.
T-Rex. Q-Rex.
T-Rex.
Why?
Next question.
No, we have to say why.
It's a split decision, okay?
Fine.
The next question.
For the record, the Q-Rex can turn into its own Megazord and fire missiles at it, so...
That's true. Okay. So the next question is from Tessinner. What is your favorite Kamen Rider bike, and what is your least favorite Kamen Rider bike?
Kamen Rider Double.
Okay, Double's my favorite as well.
My least favorite? Or you say your least favorite first.
Foes.
Damn it! Foes! Shit. Oh, whatever. All right, fine.
Okay, there. We have our answers are same this time.
Another same.
Okay, next question from Tessinner. If you could be a Power Ranger in any series, what series would you pick and what ranger would you be?
Good question. That's
A
really good question.
Actually, even though it's your hated series, I would love to be... I forget what the name of the English one is. I would love to be the Mystic Force Red Knight, the Wolf Knight, but... The fire one, yeah. That would be my perfect ranger form.
I would be the white ranger from Dino Thunder.
Nice. Excellent choice.
It just looks incredibly badass. It's Megazord can steal other Megazords. Or no, his Zord can steal other Zords. So right there, I mean, that's a pretty big advantage.
So mine would be the name of the Japanese one is Bolizard Fire. It's so much easier to remember. And then Nightshades is
Abarakira.
So next question from Tessinner. If you could cosplay three of any Sentai or writers, which would they be?
Abarakira that would be one.
Bolizard Fire would be one of mine.
Yeah. Kamen Rider Fies and Kamen Rider Hutterita.
Mine would be Wolzard Fire. Let's see. Double in Heat Metal form. And O's as Tajiro. I'm a fire fan. Don't make fun of me.
No one's judging you. Except for everyone who's watching this show.
Okay, our last question from Tisinner is, if Megazords were real, which should our military use?
That's pretty fucking boss. If our military could use Megazords, that'd be pretty boss.
I'm really going to have to think about this one now.
Oh, I already know mine. Power Rangers in space. That Megazord. Because one, it's a battleship. And two, it only needs two parts. A head and the body. It's pretty easy to assemble. And it's pretty big. So it can basically kill anything. And it's a battleship. It's a battleship when it's not transformed. So it can destroy anything.
I would actually... It's not a Megazord yet. But I would have to say Samurai Howl would be it, because it's just so fucking huge. And the beam that it shoots out would be so fucking huge that it could just blow up whatever we're targeting and just be done with it. And you could just run him over, too, because it's huge.
I should have said Gojujujin.
Gojujin, that would be another good one.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Yeah, screw that. Gojujujin, because it's its own Megazord. It's a drill. It's a spaceship. It shoots lasers. It's a T-Rex.
It hits people in the dick.
T-Rex. It's got an awesome drill for an arm.
And a drill or a dick poker.
Yeah.
It did poke it. You saw that episode.
Saw the episode.
Okay, our next question is from Mistress of Sand.
A new one, awesome.
I know, and it might actually be a girl. Dun, dun, dun! Anyway.
Might be. We don't know.
Might be. Have any of you seen any of the old Super Sentai? If so, which did you like, and which did you hate? I have not seen anything prior to Deca Ranger. I haven't seen anything prior to that. Of actual Super Sentai, not English adaptation of Super Sentai.
Battle Fever J, hate that one. I actually saw it. I couldn't make it past.
Really?
But yeah, I actually went back and saw it. I could not watch past like 6 episodes. Could not stand it. My favorite one from past seasons. God. That eagle one. Jetman.
Gentleman!
Jetman, that's a good one. So, that's my answer.
Okay. I haven't seen any prior to Deca Ranger. I know. Shun me. You know.
Shunning you!
Beat me with sticks, whatever.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any of them. The second and last question from Mistress of Sand is, what is the ugliest Megazord you've seen in any series?
That sounds like a woman question.
Yeah, it is a woman question, because you kill people with Zords. They're not supposed to be pretty.
Whatever. <It's... laughs> Fine. We'll assume it's a girl for now. What is the ugliest Megazord I've ever seen? Oh, shit. That's a tough one. Because I don't really look at them as ugly or awesome. I look at them as awesome. Let's just say Operation Overdrive, because they're all terrible.
Yeah, that's a good category to throw it in. I'd have to say the ugliest Megazord I've seen is the Turbo Rescue Megazord. That is an ugly Megazord.
It reminds me of, like, it should be in a hockey game or something with that goalie mask.
No. What was it? The ugliest Megazord is the Omega Megazord from Lightspeed Rescue. the one that the train makes. It doesn't really even have a face.
Like a Halloween costume?
Yeah, it's just a little thing pops out a little bit. It's like, oh, I guess that's supposed to be the head. Like, it's the most ugliest thing ever. Anyway, okay. Our last batch of questions is from KillerJack112. And I'm going to say this the same way that he wrote it. Favorite henching device, go!
That wasn't really a question, dude. That was more of a statement.
And
we're not dogs for your entertainment. Well, we're entertaining you, but we're not animals. Let's get in a question next time. Whatever. You go first.
Okay, I told Nightshade prior to this recording that he's not going to like my answer to this question.
All right, go.
And I'm going to give you a hint as to tell which henching device it is. Are
you're gonna,
you ready?
You're going to make us guess.
I'm going to make you guess, but it's going to be an easy guess. All right, you ready?
All right, go.
Kuga, Agito, Yuki,
Split,
Kamoto, Dead, O, Kiba, Finally, Kamen Rider, Decay. I love the K-Touch, I'm sorry. You have to admit, if you completely forget Decade and how much it sucked, and just focus on the driver, that is the coolest driver ever.
Oh, God.
Just ignore the rest of Decade. I know it's hard. I know it is hard.
You know it's hard. Oh, my God. It's pink! It's pink!
I know it's pink! But it sounds cool, and it makes me happy, and it gave me an easy way to remember the, you know, previous 9 Kamen Rider seasons.
You know what's sad is that I have that device hidden sitting on my wall.
I will take it if you don't want it.
Sorry, I have the driver that goes with it too, so I kind of need it.
Anyway, now that Nightshade officially hates my guts to the core, what's your favorite henching device, Nightshade?
The Fize driver, the cell phone, because it one, you can turn, you can, it can turn you into a superhero, and it turns into a gun, like not like a pretty boss gun too.
So I guess you also like the shiny Ixa driver then.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that one's pretty cool. Not shiny Ixa, it's Ixa Rising.
Oh, that's right. Rising, shining, whatever.
Shining gun.
I didn't like Ixa at all.
It was the whore belt.
Yeah, pretty much. It got around more than Birth did. Or I think it got around the same exact amount as Birth. Or something like that. Birth might be a little more. Nightshade likes the Fize driver, and I, out of personal preference, like the Decade driver. Specifically the K-Touch. Specifically the K-Touch. Okay, so our last question is, coolest Ranger suits, what's your favorite? I think we pretty much already answered this.
Yeah. Abadai Killer.
Wolzard Fire. Okay. All right, so that's it for our questions. Please send in more. We're always willing to have great discussion based on our questions, and feel free to post your responses to the questions in the comments down below.
Also, send us your questions via through Google or via our YouTube accounts, XLighter9X and Nightshade04, because we'll be able to get to them faster, and we know we won't miss any.
Yep.
All right. You know what my watch says? It's superhero time.
Superhero time.
Yeah, superhero time.
Fuck yeah, superhero time.
Superhero time starts now.
Superhero time.
Go Kaija, switch on.
Kamen Rider Force. Hade ni kita.
So, superhero time, we've got a lot to discuss. We've got to discuss 4 episodes.
4 episodes.
Oh, man. What should we talk about first? Gokaiger or foes?
Gokaiger. Both Gokaigers and then both foes.
Yeah. All right, so Go Kaiser from 2 weeks ago. That was the one where Don made that the Gokai Buster?
Gokai Galleon Buster, I think.
Gokai Galleon Buster.
Something along those lines.
I think that's it. Dude, he's boss. He should be like a mad scientist.
It was a redeeming episode for Hakase.
Definitely.
Basically throughout the episode, Doc wants to create a weapon that destroys this powerful Dunkyak's shield, everything fucking reminds me of Shinkenger nowadays. The episode where Shinkenger had that monster with the huge shield and they had to use samurai how it would be. Anyway, so there's a monster with a huge...
huge shield with a goopy-looking face.
Anyway, so they had to destroy this monster with a shield, and this monster prized the shield above everything else. And first, Hakase created a gun that accepted 2 ranger keys, except it blew up and fried on him, so...
It didn't blow up, but more or less, he fired it at the monster, and, the monster just, reflected it, and, I guess after, 6 seconds, it kind of blew up in his hand. Let's show that clip right now. That's actually a pretty boss clip. Let's show it.
Minna!
So as you can see, the gun didn't really hold up very well.
Yeah, but it was a really good prototype, though. I love the double final wave. That's actually I was actually kind of hoping he would incorporate that into their weapons from now on, but then again, though, I guess that'll be kind of cheap. But whatever.
So Hakase works on a new way to create a weapon that all of them could focus their ranger keys into and fire a powerful shot. And that's when they use the O-Ranger's grand power, which isn't really a Megazord power. The O-Ranger's grand power is the Gokai Galleon Buster. So they all insert their ranger keys into the Gokai Galleon Buster, and then it'll fire a powerful traditional Sentai finisher.
And it was pretty cool. I mean, that was really fun watching the silhouette of the ship, or the front of the ship, go after him. Let's show that clip. Let's show that one, too. That's pretty cool. I personally think that was one of the best moments of Gokaiger. You don't have to be in a Megazord to be pretty fucking boss. That was pretty boss.
And the design of the gun is fantastic, too.
Oh, God, yeah. The way he comes charging in with the gun, he's just ah! It was awesome. It was so fun. Doc was still being Doc, except he had, a bazooka of a weapon. It was really... It looked awkward to hold with one person, so it looked funny, but he was really being serious, so it was... fun.
I'm surprised, though, that Luca didn't make the person who has to stand behind her pay her money, because whenever they do the Gokai Galleon shot, they basically have to grab each other's asses.
I would pay money. That makes us such scum.
I know.
I don't care.
Especially because I have a girlfriend. Sorry, fiance.
Oh, God. That's even more awkward.
I know, that's worse.
Whatever. Anyway, so that was basically, you know, they finished him off. He went into big bolt, you know, he went into like the big form, and then they got in their Gokai galleon and finished him off. And that was basically the end of the episode. Dawn was redeemed and so forth. It was a pretty happy ending to that, and mm-hmm. It was pretty good. Moving on to the next episode, which was the fairly recent one.
The Dire Ranger tribute episode.
This was a pretty good episode. I
loved the Dire Ranger.
This just proves that being unmorphed and fighting is totally badass.
Yeah.
This episode basically focuses on Guy, where he loses his Gokai Cellular. And he feels like he's lost his purpose as a ranger. But then Dye Red comes out. He's making, like, you know, he's making a specific food. I forget what it was.
I forget it too.
Yeah, we'll just put it in text in there. So he's trying to make the best of that specific type of food. And he says if he can make the entire world happy with his food, then he feels like he's done his duty. And Guy doesn't really know what to do with this information, but he and Dye Red are having an awesome fight scene together, unmorphed. It's really pretty awesome. Can we show that?
Yeah.
Alright, let's show that clip. This just proves that all you need is martial arts and a good teammate.
Yeah, pretty much.
And old people can fight. Holy shit. I guess this was one of the weirdest looking monsters I've seen. Like, I didn't really think much of him at first. Like, oh, he's going to eat all the food in the world. Like, granted, that is a pretty big threat. I mean, without food, humans couldn't survive. But he's just one fish. How could he possibly do that all? Well, apparently he can teleport, so that's pretty, funny.
Yeah.
But in the end, they get the ultimate Dire Ranger power, which is where they fused both of their mechs together for in flames, and they go right through them. And that was didn't feel like anything special, but it wasn't terrible.
I think they're starting to get lazier with their ultimate powers.
Yeah,
because I mean, even the Live Man one, they weren't walking around as the Live Man one. They showed it for a second, and then the Live Man did the attack, and then they were back. And Gokaio.
Yeah. But, well, you know, I mean, they still have a lot of Rangers to go through.
Yeah. Not to mention the ones that Basco is stealing.
Yeah. But yeah, that was basically all of Gokaiju this week. And let's move on now to foes.
Oh, foes. You never fail to make me happy.
Alright, these two episodes... I know I've been ragging on foes in the past, how it's not, like, a good season. Like, I didn't say it's not a good season, but it just feels unepic. But I think the last two episodes pretty much sold me. I'm starting to fall in love with foes. It's... the character's starting to grow on me, the suit's starting to grow on me, and, you know, he, even though he's a dimwit, he, you know, he's a lovable dimwit.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the last episode,
we got to see three new Astro Switches.
Yeah.
We got to see the electric Astro Switch, which made another appearance in the next episode, the episode from this just last week. They had the Beats Astro Switch, which attaches to his right leg, and it's just an amplifier, really, that releases pulses of sound waves. And Chain Array, which I didn't even know what a Chain Array was. I know we discussed
it. It's a morning star.
Yeah, it's a morning star, but
it's shot at night.
I know we discussed it in the Toku News Corner, and it said Chain Array. And then, you know, I'm a programmer, so the first thing that came to my mind was, maybe it's just, you know, a whole bunch of chains together. A group of chains.
It's a morning star.
It's a morning star. And of course, naturally, as morning stars go, you know, it backfires and hits him.
Yeah, and it hits him in the balls, too.
Yeah.
Let's show that clip real fast.
We have to.
Yeah. That looked painful.
Man.
My junk's shivering just. But we're introduced to the unicorn, Zodiark.
Yep.
I was sold on it, but I felt kind of different seeing the villain like straight away. Like, you know, we usually get that two-part mystery. It's like, oh, we don't know who he is in the first episode. And then we, like, get to the second part of the episode. It's like, oh, it's this person the whole time.
Right.
Like a Scooby-Doo mystery thing. But, you know, I felt kind of let down at that part. But it made up for the design of the Zodiark and the fact that he could take his face off and use it as a sword. That was pretty cool. But it leaves on, you know, like, oh, where's the electric Astro Switch? And JK has it. I hate saying his name. I don't like it.
It's JK,
just kidding. I don't like that. I don't like saying that. Whatever. All right, Jake.
It's Jake.
All right, cool. But Jake has it, and he, you know, he's just using Gentaro the whole time, and all that other good shit.
Basically reveals himself to be a bigger dick than the king.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Ugh. I wanted to punch him in the face.
But,
moving on.
So yeah, the episode ends on the note of Jake having the electric Astro Switch. There is a clip I want to show from this episode. The henshin inside of I guess it'd be a hotel or whatever building that they were
in. Oh, God, the girl looks like she's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's show that real fast. That's freaky.
Bam! Okay, it is hilarious. I noticed they started doing it in the next episode as well. They start zooming in on three different things as the countdown goes.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. I love it. Like, the thing I noticed about Fours is that it's serious sometimes, but then like 90% of the time it's like deno funny, but you can tolerate it. you know, Denno was just too much for me. I don't know why, it was just too comedic.
That's because it was the Pokemon season of the entirety.
Yeah. But this is like the perfect blend of it all. You know, they perfectly blend the serious with the comedic stuff. So that's what I really like, really, really like about Force.
Yeah, it's
really, it can make me laugh and it can make me care. Those are the two different defining properties of a Kamen Rider season. It needs to make me laugh and make me care.
Definitely. Anyway, let's move on to the second part. This is where we see Jake. Like, Jake is revealed as to be the thief of the Astro Switch. Obviously, Gintaro feels hurt. He, you know, I mean, there's a lot of emotions going through him. And, he's getting the shit beaten out of him by the Unicorn Zodiart. In this episode, the antagonist, gives, Jake a chance to, go free. Which we found out later was a hoax. But if he can find one friend to come to his rescue in an hour, he will let him go free. I found, you know, it's been used 100 times, but I still thought it worked.
Right. I really liked it, though, because it kind of made Jake really see that his friends aren't really his friends. They will turn their back on him as quickly as he turned his back on everybody else that he scammed out of.
Yeah. Let's see. There are some scenes I want to play, but I can't remember what they were.
Well, I already know one scene that we have to show. The freaking Alec-Henshin Go!
Yeah, that's it. We finally get to see the electric state in its entirety, and it looks badass. He looks metallic gold. He's got lightning across his face. Let's play that clip right now.
Bam!
Ah, koutsu wa tsukanda.
Gabarate!
うっ。なんだ。癖があるやつはねじくれて曲がった部分も含めて受け入れる。押すりゃ。うわ、ちょっとそれかも。このパワー、痺れるぜ。
Okay, so O's is now a little bit too much customization for me. I like, you know, the elect state, you know, just completely, oh, you know, I have a normal state and then bam, I'm electric. So
yeah, I mean, I think this is the one that really got me. Like, this sold me, like, oh, okay, you know, Foes isn't going to be a shit season. It's going to be a great season.
Right.
Because, you know, if we can expect this kind of transformation from him, what can we expect from, like, the hi-hat gun?
Right.
And, like, any other, like, all the other Astro Switches right now, I want to know them all. Because I'm getting very impatient. And we've got like 41 Astro. Wait, what is it? Like 48?
40 Astro Switches.
40 Astro Switches. And like, we got a lot to go, and I really want to see what they can all do. What their purpose is. Like, because now, for one, this blows our initial theory right out of the water that Kamen Rider Foes is going to just strictly use his weapons on his feet and his utility as his hands, because we thought they were going to go back to the Rider Kicks, just because we saw the Chainsaw Leg, which is awesome.
Chainsaw Leg. Chainsaw Leg's good.
But this blows our initial theory out of the water. So I'm glad that they're not changing it to, like, you know, just going back to straight Kamen Rider, like, just Rider Kicks all the time, because, you know, if you're not used to kicking, you know, what can you possibly do?
Right.
What else?
Hmm.
Oh, one of the funniest parts was when they brought Jake back to the.
Yes, when they brought him back to the rabbit hutch.
That was pretty funny. You're just like, we should order this out to people. Let's show that scene real fast.
Okay, showing clip. Bam.
ここどこすか？
ここはこの学園の自由と平和を守る仮面ライダー部だ。今日からお前はここで
力鍛えます
ね。部長、部長、
いいんじゃない？
いや、そら勘弁す。
あ、にしてもこれすごいっすね。
うわー、だ、地球、
ここ月だよ。
入場料取ってアミューズメントにすれば儲かりまっせ。
痛い、耳が痛いよ。
出てけ。
That was pretty funny. And that's how they ended it off. That was really good. And then we see previews for the next episode, which is the king probably getting hurt by his teammates or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But I'm just going to say this. Gentaro might like Jake, but I still don't like him.
Yeah, I've got that.
Because I've had friends like Jake, and they have done the same thing to me that Jake has, so I am still wary of him and just don't like his character anymore. At first I thought he was pretty cool, but once he revealed his nature, like, I can't like him as a character.
Mm.
So anyway, final verdict for each of the episodes, Nightshade.
All of them were awesome. They were amazing, they told a great story, they had likable moments, they had hated moments, but... overall, great episodes.
Okay, and you can watch these episodes at Overtime and TV Nihon. Overtime being same-day subs, and TV Nihon taking a little bit longer. Well, moderately longer, but they add more graphics and make it more visually appearing to everybody.
All right, so if you want to see them, go to those sites. And now... it's time for the advertisement part, where we whore ourselves out to everyone, almost everyone, not really everyone. Okay, to a few people.
Someone.
First off, let's go back to TV Nihon and Overtime. Two great places to get Kamen Rider episodes and Super Sentai episodes. Check those places out.
In addition, be sure to check out Super Sentai Planet for all 35 years of Super Sentai and Power Ranger Planet.
If you want to get figure arts or henshin devices or anything of that sort of nature, go to CS Toys and Hobby Link Japan, two great sources to get your Kamen Rider Super Sentai fix. Also, go to Custom Works. John Chen, he does customizations of not just Super Sentai and Kamen Rider, but he does figures and lightsabers and other cool stuff. He's a reliable manufacturer. He's just overall cool. Custom Works, where all the fun begins.
And also, be sure to check out Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, and Kazakh Sentai Gokaiger on Facebook. They have like pages where you can get updates on the next episodes, and you get screenshots, and people can discuss it on there. And be sure to check out also Power Rangers, Big Bad Beetleborgs, and VR Troopers on Netflix.
A very good friend of ours, Chicken Wings, has a Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic The Gathering shop online called Game On. You can go to him and get your Yu-Gi-Oh! Magic the Gathering fix. Good friend of ours. Good person. And official sponsor for our podcast. And remember, when you game hard, you game on. And check out our YouTube pages. Nightshade04 for requests on Kamen Rider fan dubs.
Also, be sure to check out the channel you are currently on, NathanGraves989, for Let's Plays and the Tokusatsu Corner. And be sure to check out my channel, XLighter9X, for my parody work. And be sure to check out Pasty White Coder, which has all my coding efforts and the Kamen Rider O's app. And I have an announcement to make for the Pasty White Coder channel. My next project will be a fighting game for the PC that spans from Mighty Morphin Season 1 all the way to Power Rangers Samurai. Every monster you fight will be in the video game.
That's awesome.
I will be working on that. I will be releasing them by season. It will overall be one game, but once I get done with the season, I'll release it so you can play through it. The fighting modes will have ground mode, which you are the individual rangers, and it will have Megazord mode, where you have to fight them as your Megazords.
All right, and I've got an announcement, too. After not being too motivated to do the Kamen Rider dubs because lack of footage and sound effects, I finally have most of what I need. I just need voice actors. I'll be doing the Kamen Rider Agito Shining fan dub final episode as requested by DKRE or Decker, I'm sorry.
Decree.
And I'll be doing Dien's debut scene against Lucky Clover. I'm sorry to those of you who don't like Decade. As requested by Long Live Oaken Old 87. If I'm saying that right. I guess expect those in late November, early December.
Seems reasonable.
I believe that's all for the advertisement.
And we've reached the closing segment of the Tokusatsu Corner.
All right. Want to ask the question?
Sure. Our question is, and you actually have to put an effort in on this one because you can't go on Wikipedia and find it. In the Kamen Rider O's combo change medley, list each combo that they name in order throughout the song. So I'm not just saying, you know, oh, that's easy, that's Tatoba, you know, Katakiriba, Ratarata. No, I want Tatoba, Ratarata, then back to Tatoba, then Katakiriba, then back to Tatoba, then Sugo, you know, that. You have to go back and forth for each change in the song. Even if they say the name of the combo, you have to count it. So I know it'll say, it'll say Katakiriba to the tune of Tatoba. So you'd have Tatoba, Katakiriba, and then back to Tatoba. Got it? Okay. So that's the question. You need to list all the combo changes in order of the combo change medley.
All right. And you know where to send that? Send that to
tokusatsucorner@gmail.com.
All right. And also send it to our YouTube accounts so that way we can have a better chance of answering them with your names, Nightshade04 and XLiner9X. And we've reached the end of the show. Honestly, I thought it was going to be a shorter show, but...
Yeah, we had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. So I guess be here next week when we hopefully get Nathan back.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Anyway, for the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm Nightshade.
And I'm Lighter9.
And we'll see you guys next week.